You're listening to Polycyclones from the Political Science Department at Iowa State University, a podcast that explores the wide variety of ways our alumni and students are making a difference. Welcome to the Polycyclones podcast. I'm Alex Tuckness, chair of the Political Science Department, and on this episode, we're going to talk about political science as a path toward a career in lobbying with Mark Joyce. Mark is the owner of Joyce Consulting and an alum of the Political Science Department at Iowa State. Mark, thanks for being on the podcast.
Good morning. Appreciate you having me. It's great to be back on campus.
So, Mark, maybe just start off talking a little bit about how you got interested in politics.
That's a great question. I actually started at Iowa State as a pre-vet med major, and several semesters in, didn't see that working out for me. So had an interest in politics, expressed that to my then faculty advisor in the College of Agriculture, who directed me down to Ross Hall. And I actually got an internship in the Iowa Senate before I had even switched my major. So got to kick the tires on politics at the state level. Super enjoyable. It's a real thing being down at the State House and watching things happen. And then when I graduated, I was hired by the House of Representatives and worked a session there and got to know the system, got to know the people, was picked up by a lobbyist for the 1994 session and been doing it for 30 years.
Okay, yeah, interesting. So, yeah, so you went basically straight from Iowa State to working for the legislature to working for a lobbyist in fairly short order, it sounds like.
Correct.
Yeah, so then you've been, you know, working as a lobbyist for a long time now. So what are some misconceptions that people have about lobbying and what lobbyists do, what the life of a lobbyist looks like?
Well, I'd say for Iowa, you know, most people think of a career politicians. You know, we think of Congress. We think of people that have been there forever. And in Iowa, that's just not the case. We have very part-time legislators. They make about $25,000 a year. And so you have young people that get elected and then eventually, you know, got to earn to, you know, support a family, they get out. Or you have, you know, people mid-career that decide to run and then decide maybe it's not for them. Others just, there are very few long-term politicians. So I think that's a huge misconception. And for somebody like me that's in it and has been in it for several decades now, you're constantly having to refresh those relationships. You know, the lobby can also be seen as a black hat. You know, there are industries, whether it's big oil or big tobacco, you know, that's kind of what some people think of. It's one of the reasons, and before we finish today, I want to talk about the scholarship, is because it's important to the lobby down there that we get young talent. Just as we replace lawmakers, it's important for young people that are you know, hopeful and want to advocate for whatever to join the ranks in Des Moines. So that's another thing that I try to work on as a veteran member.
Yeah, so with that kind of turnover that we see in the Iowa legislature, so part of what you just described, right, is the need, you know, new people are constantly coming to Des Moines, newly elected, right, and so you're having to build new relationships on a fairly regular basis. But it strikes me that also, like when you're a brand new legislator, there's a lot to learn. There's so many policy issues that you may not be familiar with yet, a lot of dynamics that are unfamiliar. So tell me a little bit about what's the role of lobbyists in helping educate legislators as they're trying to get their bearings?
Right. That's a great question. You know, for starters, freshmen really don't have much say in what committees they're assigned to. And not unlike a college student working your way toward, you know, when you're upperclassmen, you have a lot more direction and familiarity with whatever your major is going to be. Well, in politics, you tend to drift toward policy areas that interest you. Well, when you're a freshman, you really don't have seniority, and you certainly don't really know maybe everything you want to work on. So you just get dispersed into multiple committees. It's really important, tradition of mine is I try to get veteran lawmakers that I've worked with for, you know, a decade to introduce me to freshmen. I can introduce myself, and I do that too, but it's nice if you have somebody that says, hey, if Mark has an answer, he'll get you a credible answer. If he doesn't, he will get you one. And that's really if there were a trade secret in what I do, it is credibility and familiarity. So you want to really work on getting people timely, accurate information so that over the course of a career working with them, they say, oh, this guy's an honest broker. This person knows the system. And, you know, sometimes you're on the same side as lawmakers and what they're trying to do. Other times you're maybe opposed. But at all times, you're trying to get it right. So I will have lawmakers come to me that are opposed to maybe what my client wants, but they're drafting a law that might last for 30 years and they want to get it right. Even though the goals may be different, you still end up working with the process to make sure you create as few as unintended consequences as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it strikes me that there's kind of a parallel to people who are attorneys, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, attorneys are arguing for a particular side. But if you have people arguing for both sides, ideally it helps the judge and the jury to get a better sense of the facts, right? Because they're hearing, you know, from all the different perspectives. So there's kind of a role there. But as you're doing it on either side, people need to trust you, correct, right? And if you know, you take the short-term gain of giving somebody false information or highly misleading information to get them to vote the way you want, and then they figure it out, you may have gotten that vote, but now you've burned a bridge, right? And you're not going to have a long-term relationship. They're going to tell other people, right? There's a lot of things that are designed to really encourage integrity,
correct,
in the way the system is set up. So what are some things that you learned at Iowa State as a political science major that have helped you in your work as a lobbyist?
That's a really good question. You know, I would say just following the Board of Regents and the politics of being a regent university, that was something that when I became a political science student, I was going to class and learning, but I also had an array of classes. I can remember taking, you know, constitutional law from Dr. Shakeshaft, or I don't know if Dr. Shakeshaft had a PhD or not, but, you know, I took other classes. I took, you know, foreign government politics. I took, but as it relates to what I do today, just the general state and local politics was helpful to understand kind of Iowa and the 99 county systems we have. We have, you know, some 900 and some cities. And when you get down to the capital in Des Moines, you see all of those levels of government really interacting. Because it seems like almost anything the state does, it will impact a school board. It will impact a city government. It will impact county government. And so probably the biggest thing I learned up here was when I took state and local.
Yeah, no, yeah, I can see how there'd be like such a direct tie-in, right, between what you learn about state and local government. Now this is your job, right, is primarily focused on state government here in Iowa. You know, you mentioned earlier scholarships and things like that. So talk a little bit. Let's start talking to, like, you know, if we have some current Iowa State students who are listening to this and they're kind of thinking about what they might want to do and they're considering lobbying, maybe talk a little bit about the scholarship and also talk a little bit about the advice you might have for them, you know, if they're thinking about pursuing this as a career.
Sure. Well, I want to say 20 years ago, a group of lobbyists used to throw a reception when the lawmakers came back into town every January, and we've done that now for 20 plus years. It's very social. Not a lot of, you know, formal lobbying takes place, but I would expect that night a lot of side conversations happen. And we charge, you know, everyone from the Iowa Bankers Association to the Iowa Realtors to the, companies that have advocates to sponsor it, and then we take the net revenue from that and we fund a scholarship within the department. Typically, it's designed to give one person one award a year, but in many years, we've raised money or just added to it so that we give several out a year. And so I guess first thing I would tell your students is to look at it and apply. Because again, going back to what I had said earlier, we want good people in private sector advocacy. And so with my experience, no better people than graduates out of your department. And then I know that Man, I have a junior and a freshman up here right now, so I know what it costs, believe me. So I would just encourage people to learn about the Third House Memorial and to apply.
Yeah, and you know, good public service announcement for our students. One app is something that Iowa State has created that allows you to enter your information and then apply for a lot of different scholarships that you're eligible for, I think including this one. And you don't have to be committed to being a lobbyist to get the scholarship. What
Correct.
We're looking for in the scholarship is people who have some of those leadership characteristics and energy 100%. And all of that that would be a good fit if that's what you decided to do.
Yeah, so. And I would say, you know, I having transitioned into the agency or the agency, having transitioned into the department from the College of Agriculture, you know, I dug a small hole for myself. So it was very important to me that we're not looking necessarily for honor students. Mm-hmm. And I think the bar is 3.0. So, you know, I think some students may feel like scholarships are for, you know, overachievers. And our point is we just want people that might need a little help that are interested in getting into politics.
Yeah, that's great. So if somebody does decide to pursue this as a career, are there any other kind of words of advice you would give them? Obviously, they're going to have to build relationships. They're going to have to develop a reputation for integrity and things like that. And this could be both for people who are going to do what you do in Des Moines, but maybe there's also people who are thinking they want to try to do this in D.C. or in other places as well.
Yeah, I would say get some practical experience. And by that, I mean, if you can do an internship. I did an internship to start, and it was, I think, 4 credits. It's not paid, but man, did it pay dividends for me in terms of just knowledge and real-world experience. So if you can get an internship at the Capitol, if you can get an internship in D.C., our legislative delegation and our congressional delegation, they all welcome youth because they tend to be ambitious, they tend to work hard, and they tend to work for free. So if you're interested in the campaign side of things, same thing applies. I don't have any campaign experience, but I know a lot of people that do. So if you have students that are campaign-minded, I can steer them in the right direction. If you have students that are internal policy-driven, you know, I could help there as well. And then, you know, the Supreme Court's down there, the governor's office, you know, doesn't have to be the legislative branch. You know, the press, there's the Fourth Estate, you know, if students that maybe have a mind on journalism, you know, there's plenty of that in Des Moines as well.
Oh, well, Mark, thank you for taking the time to be on the podcast, and thank you for your support of our department.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Views expressed are not necessarily those of Iowa State University or the Department of Political Science. If you have ideas for topics or guests for future episodes, or if you want to share your thoughts, email polycyclones, that's PolyCyclones, at iastate.edu.